When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. Fly Jams Friday. All right, it's officially begun. Dan jumped into the TARDIS. He is now DJ Shagru, outfit complete. Shaft and Superfly swimming. Viggity Viggity Vic, verified double V, is ready to go. Esmeralda the Heart Melda, are you melding hearts?
In cardboard.
Yeah, good. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. So we're taking your request for Fly Jams Friday. We like to kick off the weekend with funky stuff. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I'll break here for some weather and some traffic when we come back, and it's all about R&B and Fly Jams. 312-981-7200. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fly Jams. Yeah, that's my first request. Terrence Trent D'Arby, who was popular for a couple of minutes, like really, really popular for a couple of minutes, and it was a good couple of minutes. That is from his first album, The Hard Line, according to Terrence Trent D'Arby. That's Wishing Well. Album came out in 1987. A great, great record. And he was a guy that came out and just told everybody how great he was. He was like a massive ego, this guy. So, Esmeralda, are you familiar with Terrence Trent D'Arby?
Yeah, that's the only song I know, though.
Well, I've requested two more.
Oh, all right.
For some reason, I just picked Terrence Trent D'Arby songs this morning for Fly Jams. So, and all three of them are from that one album. He's released a bunch of albums since then, but that first one was the one. And I'm telling you, he was ridiculous. Like in interviews, he'd be like, "Yeah, I'm better than the Beatles." You know, he would do like stuff like that and be like, "Yeah, I'm a genius." People started to hate him after a while. They were like, "This guy's a jerk," and he did. He sounded like a complete egomaniacal jerk. But that album rules, man. A great album, and that guy can sing. So Fly Jams Friday, little Terrence Trent D'Arby. All right, we got some requests here, and they're calling up, and DJ Shagru is ready to go. 312-981-7200 for your R&B. And Frank sent in a text for this one.
Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on. Your destination, though you may find from time to time complication.
That's a jam. Curtis Mayfield, you can't please. Hey, you know where that song is used in the movie? Have you guys ever seen the movie? You guys have not seen this movie. I know you haven't. The Groove Tube. You ever see the Groove? No. Dan, have you ever seen The Groove Tube?
Sounds fantastic.
Okay. The Groove Tube was a movie from, I want to say, 73, maybe, 74. Guy named Ken Shapiro directed it and was in it. Richard Belzer's in it, a very young Richard Belzer. Chevy Chase is in it, and it is a collection of skits, not unlike Kentucky Fried Movie, not unlike Tunnel Vision. There were these movies that came out in the 70s. They were sketch movies, and most of them had, you know, they were pop culture jokes. They were like fake movie trailers, fake TV shows, you know, fake commercials, and Groove Tube was one of them, the Groove Tube. And at the end of the movie, the final skit in the movie is Ken Shapiro dressed up like a goofball, kind of with a bad 70s jacket on, you know, like a suit jacket and a hat and a briefcase, and he's running through New York lip-syncing a song. And then at the very end of the, he lip syncs the song. He's running through the streets. He's, you know, it's in the middle of a, like, obviously it was like guerrilla filmmaking, and he was lip syncing some stupid song. I don't even remember what it was, but at the very end, he falls into a fountain, like in the middle of, in like in the middle of the street or middle of Manhattan. He's running and he falls in the fountain, and then it cuts to black. The credits come, and that song comes out. I just remember that they used "Move On Up" by Curtis Mayfield at the end of the Groove Tube. That's my big memory of Curtis Mayfield's "Move On Up," used at the end of the magnificent motion picture "The Groove Tube." That was a big 70s thing, man. Hey, man, let's go see the Groove Tube, and it was Groove Tube, Tunnel Vision. There was obviously the biggest one, the best one was Kentucky Fried Movie. The guys who wrote that went on to make Airplane and Police Squad and all the other great stuff. But the Kentucky Fried Movie was the first thing they ever did. John Landis directed it before he directed Animal House. But yeah, there are some things in the Groove Tube that are worth looking at, though. There are. The ending is not one of them, where Ken Shapiro's running around like an idiot, falls into the water, and then Curtis Mayfield starts playing. I think by that point in the movie, everybody in the theater was high anyway. They just didn't care. They were like, yeah, that's funny, man. He fell in the water, and then there's some Curtis Mayfield. Let's go get some weed in Sarasota. So, all right. Dino wanted to hear this one. Wow. Soul for Real. And the song is Candy Rain. Dandy, did you know that one, DJ Shagru?
You know, it sounded vaguely familiar. And it's like, looking at the video, it struck me as like two iterations past New Edition. Like, it would have been like 1993 boy band that they tried to make good that didn't really last.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. How about you, Esmeralda? Do you remember?
No.
Candy Rain by Soul for Real?
No. Do not.
I don't remember either. All right. Here's Harold on WGNA. Harold.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
you don't remember the beginning of the Groove Tube?
I don't remember much of the Groove Tube. I remember that poop comes out of a faucet. I remember that it looks like poop is coming out of a faucet. Chevy Chase is in it, and there's a long extended bit in the middle with Belzer and Ken Shapiro. And at one point, Richard Belzer tries to make out with Ken Shapiro. That's basically the only things I remember about the Groove Tube.
Well, there was a scene where they came in with drugs from the airport, and then Shapiro's friend comes over, and Richard Belzer walks, and he's like, "That guy's a cop," and they try to get rid of all the drugs, and they walk back out.
Yeah, they walk back out,
and the cop is in there smoking a joint.
Yeah.
We just threw all those drugs away.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
The beginning of Groove Tube starts out with "Move On Up."
Oh, I don't. Oh, okay. I just remember it.
And it begins like it begins at the beginning of it begins with that, and it's a guy hitchhiking, a hippie hitchhiking, beard, long hair, you know, scruffy clothes, and this beautiful girl pulls up in a Volkswagen, picks him up. She's making eye contact with him. She puts her hand on his knee. And then she pulls over and she gets out of the Volkswagen and starts running through the woods. And he starts running through the woods.
She takes off her shirt, and
he takes off his shirt. And then this goes on. And finally, after about 2 minutes, they play half the song, and he ends up running out into a clearing in the forest. And there's the girl naked, and there's a sheriff, and she's crying, "That's him." And he's like, "What?"
Yeah, that's right. I totally forgot about. Boy, that was a great movie. All right, Harold, what's your song?
It is the Staple Singers' "This May Be the Last Time."
All right.
This may be my last time. This may be my last time, children. This may be my last time. Maybe my last time. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that song's been covered a bunch of times, huh? Most notably by the Stones. That's an interesting arrangement there. Staple Singers. All right, cool. All right, Harold, thanks, man. We got to get Glenn in here. Glenn, Nick, this song needs to be played on Fly Jams. Delegation, Oh Honey. Okay, that was actually Michael Jackson. All right, Michael Jackson. All right, we got a break. We got more Fly Jams coming up, Fly Jams Friday. We got a whole bunch of people on the line with their requests. And 312-981-7200, Fly Jams Friday continues.
Sign your name across my heart. I want you to be my baby. Sign your name across my heart. I want you to be my lady.
Time I'm sure will bring.
Yeah. Terrence Trent D'Arby, baby. Yeah. That's Sign Your Name. You never heard Sign Your Name?
It sounds familiar.
It was a single off of that record. It did come out after Wishing Well. It was a single. It's that song, that album rules.
All right.
Terrence Trent D'Arby. I wonder where he is now. I wonder where Terrence Trent D'Arby is now. What do you think? Working at the post office?
No.
Would he be saying sign your name?
Oh, see.
UPS worker. FedEx.
FedEx?
I don't know about post office.
No. Okay. Terrence Trent D'Arby.
It's quite a name.
It is. It is, and like his personality fit the name. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, my name's Terrence Trent D'Arby.
TTD.
Yeah. D apostrophe capital A R B Y. I'm not kidding.
It'd be like TTAD apostrophe A.
A. That's right, baby.
In 2014, he started recording his latest project, a monumental work made of two volumes and 27 tracks called The Rise of the Sir Jabrian Time Lords.
Wow, I'm sure no one bought that.
I had heard that he may have lost his damn mind. I had heard that. Terrence Trent D'Arby. Yeah, right out of the gate, he's like, yeah, I'm a musical genius.
You can't say that.
Oh, Oasis did?
Yeah, but at least they had some hits. Terrence Trent D'Arby, one-hit wonder.
Well, I don't. No. No.
Well, in your eyes,
the song that we just played charted. It was a hit.
Charted where?
In America. It was a hit. Dan, look it up. Sign your name. I'm telling you, it was like a top 20 hit.
Well, in order to not be a one-hit wonder, it has to at least hit, I think,
my God,
two.
Number four on the U.S. chart.
Yeah, that's, no. You're not.
Wait a minute, number four?
That's a week.
That's
can't
weak?
Can't be a one hit. That's not a hit.
1988.
Wait a minute. Number four on the chart, on the top 100, is not a hit?
Is that where it went and they went down?
Number four.
That was the peak.
Yes, he peaked at four.
No. Wait, what the hell is going on? Hey. What are you guys both insane? Well, one, Terrence Trent D'Arby rules, Dan, and he's fly. Two, if you have a single that goes to number four, that's a hit.
Yeah. No, don't mean it's good. It just means
no. But I'm not arguing the quality. I'm saying if a song goes to number four, it's a hit. It's not a disappointment. That's a hit.
I wouldn't say disappointment, but they're not.
That was number 23 on the dance chart. What the hell?
Yeah, man, because it's Terrence Trent D'Arby.
He can do anything.
He's the man.
All his songs.
So wait a minute.
Romancing.
In order for a song to be a hit, it has to be number one. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think.
You're out of your. Are you out of your mind?
I think that is the one hit wonder rule.
It is not the one hit wonder rule.
Yeah. So if you don't chart to number one,
so you're telling me The Night Chicago Died hit number one, like one of the worst songs, one hit wonders of all time. I bet it did hit number one.
It had to have.
That's not what it's. That's a hit song. Sign Your Name reached number four on the Billboard Top 100. Do you understand?
No.
It's higher than 95 other songs on the charts.
That's good. Good for him.
So that's a hit.
No.
I don't even understand what's going on now. I really don't. By the way, that Michael Jackson song that we played before the break was requested by Paul. It was called Someone Put Your Hand Out. And it was a song that was used as a promotional cassette to advertise Pepsi in Europe. Wow. It was a cassette that was just handed out in Europe? Here's this Michael Jackson cassette.
Put your hand out.
Some Pepsi.
Put your hand out for the song, Put Your Hand Out.
All right, now here's the song that we talked about. This is Oh Honey. This is the one that I played before the break, but we actually didn't play before the break. Here. Honey, yeah. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Tony on Fly Jams Friday. Hey, Tony.
Yo, Nikki, what's going on, baby?
What's up, man?
Hey, you know what, man? I got one instrumental for you by Bob James. It's called Nautilus.
Nautilus. All right, here we go. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. Nautilus. That's one of those songs where the lights are blue, real dark.
I feel like I should be wearing a turtleneck.
Like, yeah, exactly. A lot of smoke in the room, you know. Yeah, man.
Those small eyeglass or sunglasses.
Yeah. Nautilus. All right. Dave in Burlington wanted to hear this. You're gonna get your wish. Dave in Burlington requested some Ohio Players Fire. Thing about Ohio Players, you know, they were very popular in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
They had the greatest album covers of all time. Do you know why they had the greatest album covers of all time? Have you ever seen an Ohio Players album cover?
Was there 80 people on it?
No. No.
So not like Earth, Wind & Fire?
No. Earth, Wind & Fire, there were 712 people in the band.
I imagine they would have some sort of battle.
Who? The Ohio Players and Earth, Wind & Fire?
Yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire would never battle anybody.
I just mean in the sense that there's
positive.
So many of them.
Yeah. I mean, there could be a battle royal over the top rope battle royal between the Ohio Players and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Good God, he broke them in half. No, Ohio Players had the greatest album covers. Dan, have you ever seen Ohio Players album covers?
I did.
Ha, 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 ha. If you've never seen an Ohio Players album cover, just Google image search Ohio Players albums.
Maybe not at work. Maybe.
Well, they were sold in stores.
It depends on how cool your boss is. Let's just, you know.
Oh, right. Goodness.
You see?
No, that's not safe for work.
Mm. Yeah. So, you know, I'm like 12 years old. I'm staring at Ohio Players album covers all day long.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. How about that? And every album cover was like that. Every album cover.
No, I see.
See, you can understand now why a young lad in the 70s would enjoy looking at the Ohio Players albums.
Super fans.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, it's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Since this is a special anniversary weekend for you, I thought I'd try to make it a little more special for you by picking one of your favorite bands.
Okay.
I picked a cover of J.J. Jackson's biggest hit, Here's But It's All Right.
Oh, please. Yeah, man, that is such a great song. Oh, by the way, J.J. Jackson, not the same J.J. Jackson who was a VJ on MTV.
No.
No. But, Bob, why don't you tell everybody who just did that Fly cover?
I believe that was Huey Craig III.
That's right. Huey.
A.K.A. Huey Lewis and the News.
Huey Lewis and the News, baby.
Thought that was him.
Fly!
Can you believe
Huey Lewis being Fly?
Going to be 1 year old.
Yeah, Mad Max is going to be one. Can you believe that?
Maddie Maxine's going to be one.
Maddie Maxine, that's Dan's daughter. As I'm sure Eileen is thrilled that that we referred to her as Maddie Maxine. All right, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Ask your dad if he knows why the shoplifting plumber had to report as a sex offender.
Why?
Because he took a leak.
All right. Thanks, Bob. See ya.
Take care, Nick.
All right. He did not bash the socks. I cannot believe it. This is like one of the first times that Fly Jam Bob did not take a poke at the Chicago White Sox. What were you going to say?
No, I was thinking you could her communion name or confirmation name or
yeah,
baptism
true.
Could be Maxine.
There you go.
Well, Maddie Maxine.
Okay.
It is confirmation time.
Maddie Mad Maxine.
Who's the godfather?
My brother.
Yeah. Does he like Mad Max?
I will make sure he does.
I don't know if that's aren't you supposed to use biblical names, though?
Max is biblical.
I don't know if Max.
There's a Madeline. I'm
Madeline?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, all right.
Max. Maximus.
Mm-hmm.
Max Headroom.
Yep.
Renowned saint, Max Headroom.
He was one of the apostles?
He was one of the apostles. I think Max...
Number 14.
Max was the guy... I think Max was the guy serving the food at the Last Supper.
Oh, okay.
Max, come here with the wine.
Water.
Or just water. Just bring water. He'll fix it. Just put it next to Jesus. Get a jug of water. Just put it next to Jesus. Don't worry about getting the fish. Just bring him a couple of loaves of bread. He'll be fine. Yeah, Max. He was the guy mm-hmm. who served the. He took the orders.
Yeah, I remember that.
What do you want? You want the special? Yes, Max. Just bring us the special. All right, we have to break here for weather and traffic. Yeah. Terrence Trent D'Arby, baby. Dance Little Sister.
Great. Is that his song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wrote it. Yeah. He writes, I write all of my songs, man. Ugh. I write them all in my sleep. I wrote a concerto when I was one.
All right. TTD apostrophe A.
That's right, man. That's right, baby. I am a damn genius. What's the name of his album again? The sign of the
Berlusian Time Lord or something?
Terrence Trent D'Arby. Oh God. I saw him play the Metro and he was great. He could dance too, man. He could get down. So, all right. Fly Jams Friday continues. Nick DiGilio here. All right, here's Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Nick, after that last joke, that caller's nickname ought to be Bobby Blue. But let me set the record straight. When the late Casey Kasem did American Top 40, if a song was in the top 10, it was called a big hit or a major hit. But in order to be called a hit, all it had to do was make the top 40.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Now, this guy...
that's exactly right. All right, go ahead, man.
This next guy was over in Vietnam when his song was playing on the radio, and it's got some jazz in it, which you'll hear right after Make It Mellow. This is Tighten Up with Archie Bell and the Drells.
Great song.
Come on now, make it mellow.
You know, this was a song when people cover this song or when they play this song, that's the song where they always they play the song and they always introduce the band. Like, all right, man, dun-dun-dun-dun is playing underneath. Here's on bass, dun-dun-dun-dun, Johnny Bassman, dun-dun-dun-dun. All right, and then he does a little solo, boom, doodle-doon, doodle-doon, then they go back, yeah, dun-dun-dun-dun, on the trombone, dun-dun-dun, is Sammy Trombone, and then he does a solo, and that goes on. It's like 15 minutes, and that's always the song. Tighten Up is always the song that people use to introduce the band and let them solo for a little bit. I don't know why. I have no idea why, but there's a lot of like cover bands and bands that do that. Go, yeah, we got to play Tighten It Up so that we can introduce the band. On the drums, Johnny Drum, you know.
I mean, it's a good song.
It's a great song. It just happens to be the song that everybody introduces their band to. I don't know why. All right. Here's Lake Geneva Dan. Hey, Dan.
Yeah. Hey, Nick. Hey. Lake Geneva Dan, come on up. The water's fine. Let's go with some Temptations, Ball of Confusion, and can we send it out to Jasmine representing this election cycle?
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, man, you don't mess around.
Goodness.
The man got some bass in his voice.
And the band played on.
Now, you remember who covered this song from the 80s?
No, who?
Wait a minute. Wait, don't tell me.
Expecting me to know?
Love and Rockets. Love and Rockets. Okay. Do you remember Love and Rockets?
You'd have to give me.
What was their one hit? They had like a big hit. And by hit, I mean
is it a hit? Yeah.
I mean top 40. I mean it's in the top 40. Doesn't have to be number one, Miss. I expect every hit to be a number one hit.
I mean,
So Alive.
Yeah, So Alive.
Reach number three.
Number three. That's a hit.
I don't recall.
All right. Well. No. All right. Here's Noe on WGN. Hi, Noe. Are you there?
Hello.
Is he doing the dishes?
Yeah, what's going on, man? Go ahead. Okay, Noe is a Noe.
the studio's turned into a ball of confusion.
What the hell is going on, man? Right, what did he want? What did this person want to hear?
A sly, sick, and wicked confessing a feeling.
All right.
This love I have for you, baby, just grows and grows. Oh. Thank you.
that's a good song. Good song. Yeah. All right. Fly Jams Friday. All right, let's see what's happening on the opening bell, which is coming up in just a couple of minutes here, is Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. First, good morning. We have a sunrise alert for you. If you're out and about, you might want to pull over and watch the sunrise. It's going to be a dandy this morning. Beautiful sunrise on the way. On the opening bell, we're going to be having a regular weekly portfolio advice, free portfolio advice from Paul Nolte. We'll go over the markets this week. And yesterday, you know, what is it they call when you go to the airport and the TSA gives you not just the regular pat-down, but the...
second base?
I don't know, the intrusive...
third base?
Severely intrusive search.
Yeah, okay.
That's what the TSA director got yesterday at Congress before everybody and their brother. And today we're going to be talking to a blogger called The Cranky Flyer about all of the TSA wait times and where this all might be headed.
Wow, okay.
All coming up on the opening bell.
All right, thank you, Steve.
Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. All right. The Cranky Flyer, so that means everyone.
Yeah.
Every flyer. So what do you got going on this weekend? You and V doing anything nuts? Because you guys are crazy. You are nuts.
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to go to some show tonight. It's some record release thing. I don't know.
I'm glad that you're excited about it.
He likes it.
He likes it?
And I was like, I'll come.
No, you know why you don't like it? Because it didn't reach the top one.
Well, here, get this. Their record release is a cassette tape.
Wow.
They're releasing. It's like, all right.
That's great.
Sure.
Okay. Well, cool. We'll have fun.
I will try.
All right, and I'll see you Monday. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, see you.